You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to How To Tuesday. We've been talking about taking care of our gear, right? And a lot of people, a very popular thing to do right now is to get a ceramic coating on your boat. Now, ceramic coating is pretty awesome. They protect your boat. They're also kind of expensive. And you want to make sure that if you're trying to protect your boat, you're doing the right thing. And you're getting this ceramic coating or any type of wax or anything like that. How do you protect that so that you can prolong the life of this ceramic coating? Zach McAllister from Salt's Gone knows a ton about salt and all kinds of chemical, chemical reactions that cause damage to our stuff. What would you say?
Yeah,
Zach?
You know, so we're a chemical and coatings company, and what we specifically deal with is corrosion in a lot of different industries: marine, aerospace, transportation, you name it, heavy industrial, you know. But all we deal with is chemicals, their reaction to metals, and ways to protect them.
Cool. So when people get a ceramic coating, is that a good direction to go, first of all?
Man, ceramic coatings are great. They're really popular. They're a little beef up, you know, from wax coatings. Mm-hmm. What wax or ceramic or graphene or what any of these coatings are doing, it's like anything else. You know, people don't necessarily understand what they're doing. And so when they understand really what the purpose of the coating is, and kind of how it works, it's a lot easier to maintain.
Okay.
Right. A lot of the ceramic guys, you know, they're spending, you know, $6,000 to $15,000 to get their boat ceramic coated, mm-hmm. because they want it to be easy to clean. They want the water to wick off of it, you know, and do those types of things, which it does do. But it seems like a lot of times there's not a lot of information after the sale, right? You know, how does the product actually work and what do you need to do to maintain it, right? So one of the important things to know is every surface on your boat, you know, whether it's that super smooth looking painted surface or if it's just fiberglass and gel coat, whatever it is, what you have to understand is first and foremost, under a microscope, it is porous, right? Picture it looking like sandpaper, okay?
Okay.
Whatever grade of sandpaper works best in your imagination while you're listening to this podcast, right? So, you know, what the purpose of wax, ceramic, you know, fill in the blank is to do is fill in the peaks and the valleys of that surface, right? Because those peaks and valleys, they hold the water tension, right? And so when we have water tension on the surface, that's what holds those little particles of water and makes it not slide off,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when you put, you know, we'll use ceramic because that's kind of what we're talking about here. When they put the ceramic on, which is silicon dioxide, which is a super hydrophobic material. So hydrophobic materials basically repel water. The most popular one that dates back the most amount of years is Rain-X. Right? And everybody knows what it does, right? So imagine when that goes on, it's filling in all the peaks and valleys. So if you're picturing that sandpaper, when you're done putting on that ceramic coating, now you have a super smooth hydrophobic surface. It no longer feels like sandpaper. It's a perfectly smooth surface, right? And so that's excellent, right? In that current state, hydrophobic product, the silicon dioxide, is going to repel the water, and you get that awesome rub off, you know, water sheet away look that everybody loves, right? Easy to clean up, those types of things. Some of the mistakes that people, not even mistakes, that's probably the wrong, some of the lack of information that's out there, right, for maintaining those surfaces is they don't really understand what happened, right? So, you know, they go out, like here in Texas, but just about anywhere you throw out a cast net, you're going to pick up mud, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to just put mud in the boat.
Right.
And, man, they're going to get back and they're going to hit all that mud with a deck brush. Right. In Florida, it might be sand. Here we got mud. Right. And they're going to hit all that with a deck brush. Well, so, you know, that super smooth surface that you just had, now you put a bunch of little microscopic scratches in there. Right. And all those little itty bitty scratches are what hold that water tension and gives you that look of, man, my ceramic coating didn't last as long as the manufacturer had promised it would. Right. Well, 99% of the product is still on the surface. You just hit it with that deck brush and now you put all these little micro scratches in there. And all those little micro scratches are what's holding your water and giving that visual appearance that it's not working.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, kind of one thing that you want to avoid with ceramics is brushing them if you can. Right. Because you just get those micro abrasions in there and that's the result. The other issue that people, you know, kind of run into is they use harsh chemicals on them. Right. So the silicon dioxide, it is a hydrophobic coating, right? It repels water, but it is not chemical resistant in any way. There's nothing about it that, you know, you would never line an industrial tank with it. You would never, you know, it has a purpose of repelling water, but it doesn't have a purpose of being chemical resistant.
Okay.
Right. So a lot of times, soaps that, you know, people go out and they buy, generally soaps are really low pH or really high pH. Really high pH things are going to be stuff that removes organic growth, right? So if you have, you know, little bits of mold on the boat, those types of things, and you were to buy a product, it'd be a really high pH, just like bleach, right? And I'm sure you've put a little bleach on your boat where you might've had some mold or something like that. And it goes away instantly, right? It works great. Not great for your ceramic coating though. Right. Then on the other side, you know, dirts and oils, those types of things are usually removed with really low pH products. They just kind of cut through things better, right? Acid's kind of primary purpose is to cut. So it gives us a clean surface because it just straight up takes anything off of the top, right? Mm-hmm. And so not, you know, that ceramic coating is never meant to be chemical resistant to those types of products. You know, and so of course, you know, what do I do with it, right? You know, and it's kind of one of the niches that, you know, when we started with Salts Gone, I'll admit I didn't fully understand the problem. I didn't have a ceramic coated boat at the time. I just, you know, ceramics were kind of out in the industry and didn't really fully understand them. And it turns out that it, you know, we just kind of made the little bit of the perfect storm with it. And, you know, when we're attacking salt, we want to attack the salt at that neutral pH, right? We don't want to adjust it at all. Well, so it turns out it's made Salts Gone an absolutely perfect product for ceramic coated boats.
Okay.
Simply because, you know, we're not getting after it with that caustic product or with that acid product that you find in your traditional washes, you know? And, that silicon dioxide, it does need to be rehydrated over time. You know, it dries out. You've put Rain-X on your windshield, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very, very similar product. Over time, it starts to break down a little bit, and you might get that kind of white haze or those mm-hmm. types of things that are on there. And a lot of that is accelerated through the use of your windshield washer fluid.
Right.
Right. You're constantly spraying it. And it's kind of like the best visual of what we're doing, right? To our boats when we use those little bit harsher chemicals on there. So, you know, the ceramics are great. They certainly serve their purpose. A lot of people absolutely swear by them. But like many, many, many consumer type products, people have also had bad experiences. You know, hey, I paid 10 grand to get this done, and I feel like it lasted me 2 seasons. Mm. But nobody really explained to them what they need to do to maintain it in the meantime. And, you know, if you maintain it, I think that you will get those years, you know, that the manufacturer suggests.
So let's talk about that specifically, how to maintain it. Part of maintaining it is not using bleach, not using certain other chemicals, right?
Yeah, it's just not a chemical resistant coating. So using harsh chemicals on it, it's going to disappear.
Okay. And then what else do you need to be thinking about when you're taking care of it?
Be mindful. You know, there's going to be times when, you know, you just don't get the blood off the deck while you're out there, right? You know, but just be mindful of where you're scrubbing, right? You know, do it in a smaller area instead of just hitting the entire area. You know, just kind of concentrate where the blood is. Mm-hmm. Same thing. If you get tons and tons of dirt, you know, on the boat, that's a great time to maybe you just have a little electric pressure washer by the dock to kind of knock that off.
Okay.
Scrubbing it vigorously into those coatings, you're going to make those edges, and you're going to look like, oh man, this isn't working any longer. So like most things in life, most of our wounds are kind of self-inflicted, right? But with a little bit of education, you know, it's really easy to get the performance out of these products that we want to by kind of avoiding some of the easy to rectify mistakes.
Okay. And if you're using Salts Gone, how is that prolonging the life of the ceramic?
Yeah. So the silicon dioxide, it starts to dry out a little bit, you know? And so, you know, we've talked a lot about on, you know, other parts of the show about that transfer of electrons, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, picture that a little bit like moisturizer for things. So on your cushions to prevent them from drying out, but the same thing with the ceramic. You know, it rehydrates that ceramic a little bit. So with, you know, your normal frequent use, just when you come in and wash the boat, it's just going to, again, prolong the life of those coatings by constantly rehydrating them. Mm. But not, especially if you're over the water, you know, you want to try to avoid using like the ceramic washes and those types of things, you know, because naturally we get a lot of product that just rolls off the boat and goes into the water, yeah. Right? You know, and you're putting that ceramic wash on there so that it lasts on your boat. Well, it's going to last in the water too. And, you know, we want to eat and fish that.
What is it? What kind of chemicals are going into the water on certain things that you need to watch out for?
You know, so in soaps, the big thing is phosphates, you know, they kind of came out, you know, years ago. But really anything where you're kind of changing the pH of the water, you know, that's the big thing that, you know, really creates algae blooms, you know, so it's easier for things to grow in certain environments. Now, you know, granted, you know, one guy washing their boat, a pretty nominal effect, right? You know, but, you know, at the same time, I know what our volume of product is. I can only imagine what the big boys is, right? You know, this is thousands of people every weekend washing their boat, you know, in the water. And, you know, some of those things, you know, like a ceramic wash is a great example. It's full of that silicon dioxide, right? It's just really not meant to go into the water. But, you know, at the same time, you don't have to be removing that ceramic every time that you wash the boat either. And we can just rehydrate it with a pH neutral, biodegradable, non-toxic product like ours. Nice. To just avoid that impact.
Nice. That's really important. That's really, really important. So when you're when you do wash with your product, is it designed that you wash it, you scrub it wherever you need to scrub it, you wash it down with the salt scum, which does have some soap in it, and then you change to fresh water and you give it a fresh water rinse, and then is that leaving behind what you're talking about that will condition the ceramic even after you rinse it with fresh water?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, it is important to know that if you choose not to rinse the product off, it'll have zero bearing on anything. It's not going to hurt anything in a negative way, right? But if you leave it on there, you might get some dried water spots. Mm-hmm. You know, like it looks a little soapy when it comes out, right? And so if it dries on your black hull, it's going to look like you kind of got black or, you know, white right. little soap spots all around, right? And it'll come off as soon as it gets wet again. But most people don't really want to leave their boat that way, right? So, you know, primarily on those darker colors, you're always going to want to spray it on, rinse it off. You know, if you've got a white deck, something like that, you would never know if you never rinse the product off. But usually you need to, excuse me, just to get that whatever dirt and those types of things have accumulated on the boat off, you know, anyway. So kind of always use your best judgment.
Right.
As far as we're concerned from a manufacturer, you can leave it on the boat and it's not going to hurt your electronics. It's not going to hurt your glass or your eyes and glass or anything like that. But it might just leave some water spots.
Behind. What about drying it off? Like, so you rinse it off, and then a lot of guys are just super, I mean, they dry everything off. That boat will be completely dry before they walk off the boat, especially, you know, the big game boats. You'll see them out there and they are drying that thing yeah. off. The skiff guides don't necessarily dry their boats off, not to that extent, but man, they go after it. So when you go after it with the towels and everything, are you wiping it off or does it have no effect?
You know, no, it's not bad to wipe it off and leave the boat how you want to, right? We don't put a whole bunch of parameters on the product. We create it in such a way that, you know, hey, if you leave it on there, it's great. Hey, if you wipe off, you know, when you're done, what we're talking about is the stuff that you can't see, mm-hmm. right? You know, this is true chemistry and kind of the fundamentals of a product. So no, if you love to wipe your boat off, by all means.
I didn't say that they love to wipe it off. Yeah. I think it's probably the bane of most mates' existence that they have to wipe it off. And if you told them that, you don't have to do that anymore, I think that would be very, very good news. But I honestly don't think most of the boat owners would buy it. I think that's part of the ritual. I think it's part of the whole deal, and it is almost like a ritual. Like we're gonna go out, we're gonna catch fish, we're gonna wash the boat, we're gonna dry it, and we're not leaving until that's done.
Oh yeah. Then the first time they come back, you know, if they don't dry it off and they get skunked that next day, it's going to be like, oh, it's because we didn't dry the boat.
Maybe. But man, they are really into it. Anyway. Okay. So the ceramic coating, that's really important to know that if you're going to spend the kind of money to protect your investment, that's what you're trying to do. Why not just go a little bit extra, protect the ceramic coating and protect the boat with something that is going to get the salt off even more and leave behind kind of it feels like kind of a wax. Is that how you describe it? Like with your product?
Yeah. You know, man, people love the finish, right? Mm-hmm. So it's again, one of those unintentional byproducts that just kind of came out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we created it specifically to remove salt and protect against corrosion. But people swear that, man, my boat's never looked cleaner. It's never looked better. And yeah, people really love the finish after doing a wash with salt scum.
Yeah, got it. All right, where do you find it? Where do you get it?
You can get it on saltscum.com. Everything ships out of Houston, Texas, same day, next day, depending on what time of day you order. And then, of course, you can find us on Amazon as well.
All right. All right, that's it. If you got a ceramic coating, you want to protect the ceramic coating. If you have a ceramic coating, you're obviously trying to protect the boat, so do both. All right, that's it for our that's it for How To Tuesday this week. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.